Dick Durbin blames filibuster for blocking voting rights legislation. By Hannah Blow on July 2, 2021. Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, called to eliminate the filibuster on Friday, saying it is preventing Democrats from passing their radical voting rights legislation, which would ultimately nationalize U.S. elections. 57 years ago today, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was signed into law. It overcame the longest filibuster in Senate history. All these years later, and the filibuster is still being used to block voting rights legislation, Durbin said, urging Congress to protect voting rights now. Democrats are using voting rights as the latest pitch to rid the Senate of its filibuster, requiring 60 votes to pass most major pieces of legislation. As the Senate is split 50-50 with Vice President Kamala Harris serving as the tiebreaker, Democrats need 10 Republicans to join them in their efforts to make their radical visions a reality. Durbin is likely referencing the House-passed H.R. 1, or the For the People Act, which would strip states of their ability to implement basic election safeguards, thereby nationalizing U.S. elections. The For the People Act includes a number of radical changes, including the federal takeover of congressional elections, protections for illegal aliens registered to vote, the prevention of states from being able to clean their voter rolls, and nationwide vote by mail without voter ID. The debate over ridding the Senate of the filibuster has divided Democrats, as the far-left members have sharply criticized colleagues who will not join their cries, including Senators Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, and Dianne Feinstein, DCA. "I'm not going to call on her to resign, but I do know that there are real concerns about her as she is not able to make a commitment about filibuster," Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, said of Feinstein. "The progressive community, and most of us in the Democratic caucus are progressive. We want to do what it takes to get rid of the filibuster," she continued, warning Feinstein will be under great criticism if she does not join her far-left colleagues. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, has also argued for ending the filibuster, contending Democrat legislation is popular once enacted. Similarly, Representative Cori Bush, DMO, issued a dire warning on Thursday, declaring that Black, Brown, and Indigenous people are going to lose their ability to vote for the change that we need to literally save our lives if the Senate doesn't abolish the filibuster and pass the radical left's agenda.